Secure, secure, secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
It's K2SST.
Was that Kilo 2 Sierra Tango? There's a hum in there with you. Sounds like an AC hum in there.
That's coming from, but I have a question when you get started.
Okay, go ahead.
November 19th, I talked to a school teacher who's putting kids on. I was going to send them some QSL cards. I didn't write down his call. Does anyone, when the net's going on, you find out if anyone knows who a school teacher is that's teaching the fourth grade? They were 9-year-old kids. And if you find out who it is, I'll send them some QSL cards.
Okay, and is that Ron from Hendersonville, K2SST? Okay, Ron. I know there was a guy named Ross that is in Taylor's. I don't recall his call sign right now, who used to be a school teacher, and he used to do that. I don't know. I don't recall another one. This was, he's been retired 2 or 3 years now. Does anybody else know, anybody that's listening, know a school teacher that was introducing ham radio to fourth grade students called W4DJW?
K04NUE.
Go ahead, Chad, and shed some light on that.
That gets on the Mount Mitchell repeater. The name of the club is the Blue Flame Amateur Radio Club. And it is a school teacher that has introduced amateur radio to his class in school. And he teaches them phonetic alphabet and teaches them all about ham radio. And he will allow them to make contacts during the day. I've never heard him on this repeater. I'm just wondering if possibly you heard him up on Mount Mitchell, possibly. But you might could Google the Blue Flame Amateur Radio Club in North Carolina, and that's all the information I have. KO4NUE and back to net.
KI4DOS.
Thanks, Chad. Go ahead, Gary.
Dave, Ross's call sign is KV4RV, Kilo Victor 4 Romeo Victor. And there is a gentleman, or was a few years ago, in Spartanburg. He would get on this repeater from time to time. I don't remember his call, but he was in Spartanburg, and he did the same thing. He let the children make contact. And I participated several different times when I was working, and that's 5 years ago, so I don't think it's going to help much.
Ron, does that give you, and I know that's a couple of different, well, three sources, actually, that could have come from. Does that give you enough information to get a start?
Was that the Blue Flame Amateur Radio Club?
That's correct. And Ross, who you will hear on this repeater every now and then, his call sign is KV4RV.
I'll check his call, and I'll check that. But I wasn't sure what I was on, and there's a lot of activity here. It may have been Mount Mitchell, but we were going back and forth, and I says, well, send me the kids' names, and I'll send them QSL cards. And after I got off, I said, they can't do that. They can't send me kids' names. But I didn't put his call down.
Okay, well, yeah, that is something you don't happen to think of at that moment. But anyway, hope you have a lot of good luck. I'm going to go ahead and find out who that was and at least get them to him, and he can get them to the class. You got anything else for us, any other announcements or anything like that for the net?
Other than I'm putting my shredder back together because I threw an envelope in the shredder that had two pennies in it. One of them is chopped up and the other one got stuck, so I had to take the whole shredder apart. Other than that, it's a great day.
All right, Ron. Well, we all have our good days and our bad days. Anyway, we appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and check you into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. K2SST, Ron in Hendersonville. Any other announcements or bulletins for the net? Call W4DJW.
JWKO4NNH.
JI4DOS.
Okay, Fred, go ahead with yours, and then we'll get Gary's.
This is KO4NNH. Good evening, Dave, and all of that. Just to recap, I'm pretty much doing the same announcement as yesterday. You can count this as number one, Dave, as one more traffic. Me and a friend of mine are doing a food drive for the people that were affected by the Kentucky tornadoes. If anyone is interested in helping out, you can email me at ko4nnh@gmail.com. Or you can load me up on QRZ and get my email from there. I'm actually good on QRZ. KO4NNH, W4DJW.
Okay, Fred, and that's a very good cause. That's what amateur radio operators do. We appreciate you guys doing that. Does anybody need any fills on Fred's announcement? Okay, Fred, sounds like everybody got it. We do appreciate that. KI4DOS, Gary, go with your announcement.
4DJW.net, KI4DOS. Go ahead and put a number two tonight there, Dave. It's the third Saturday coming up this Saturday, folks. If you want to upgrade or if you've got somebody that's wanting to take the test to get their license, we will be giving the test at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road in Greenville at 9 o'clock. Get there about 9 o'clock or just a minute or two before. Then we'll start getting the paperwork in order and getting the test going. The cost is still $10. I'll get this out in a minute. You still need a picture ID card, and you also need an FRN number. If you don't have one of those, you can go to the FCC website and get an FRN number before you get there. That is a new requirement that started just a couple of 3 months ago. So you need an FRN number if you're not licensed. If you have a license, you have an FRN. I'll bring a picture ID, $10, and your FRN, and we'll see if we can accommodate you upgrading or taking the test for the first time.
All right, Gary. Well, we appreciate that reminder. People remember that that's available, and those always help out quite a bit. Does anyone need any fills on Gary's announcement? Okay, Gary, you want me to go ahead and check you and Joy in, or are you going to check in your alphabetical group?
Wait, get in the alphabetical group there, Dave. Go ahead.
All right, very good. And net control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Fred over in Pilsner with the announcement, his number one announcement. Appreciate that, Fred. All right, any other announcements, bulletins, traffic for the net? Call W4DJW.
I got an announcement.
Okay, give me a call sign, then go ahead with your announcement.
WX4DOT, Whiskey X-Ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango. I'm over here in Gaston, Mr. Denny. Used to be there at 204 ISG. But, gonna change my call sign. But anyways, we got on Wednesday nights, which is tomorrow night at 8:30, we hold a Simplex net over here in Gaston County. If y'all can make the trip, we sure would love to have you check in on that net. We're trying to expand the footprint and trying to get with our neighbors just in case of emergency, you know. And that's all we got, so we're trying to, you know, network with the neighbors and get everybody on board so, you know, we can, hopefully we won't have to use it, but if we do, we all got communication, because this community, we could lose everything, but we know how to communicate. But anyways, we'd love to have you. We prefer, emergency power and stuff like that, because we try to go bare bones over here in Gaston County. But we sure would love to have you, regardless if you have commercial power or not. But the frequency was 146.5 .505, 146.505. Back to that. This is WS48D.
And what was the time, 146.505, and what's the start time and the day again?
30 Eastern time, p.m. And what else did you ask for? I'm sorry.
The day and time. You got 8:30 p.m. on what day?
Wednesdays, which we'll be out on.
Okay, and you want to put a message number on that? Just pick a number, whatever. Just pick any number.
But how's that?
That works. I just need a number to put in the log. That's message number 7 works as good as number 1 or 3 or 8 or 10. Anyway, I appreciate that, Danny. Anybody need any fills on Danny's Simplex Net? 146.505 at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. Okay, Danny, I'm going to try to remember that. I like Simplex Nets. You'll find a lot of people on here that like Simplex Nets. They are very challenging. They're fun to do. Get a beam pointed at Gaston County and go to town. Appreciate that, Danny. I've got you checked in as well. Danny from Gastonia, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight. Any other stations with traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, call W4DJW. All right, that's a bunch of messages. That's a bunch of traffic for this net this evening. I'm glad to see that. That's a good change in pace. All right, we're going to go next with the pre-net check-ins. Then we're going to go with brand-new amateur radio operators, and then we're going to go with Echolink stations before we start the RF check-in. So we've got about 15 stations on the pre-net check-in. Net control like recognized W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. If you're listening, tell Miss Isla we said hello. KM4BLH, that's Curtis. He is over in Granville. Good to have you tonight, Curtis. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville this evening. Good to have you as night, Jim. KJ4UHF, that's Jack over in Greenville. Good to have you as night, Jack. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pilser. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda being brought by KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don. They're over in Piedmont. Good to have you as night, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. And K4XMR, that's Melvin in Prosperity. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Melvin. KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. Appreciate you using the pre-net check-in capability this evening, Dave. That's what it's there for. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Good to have you tonight, Bill. K4OIM, that's Walt, who would normally be calling this net this evening, but his throat is pretty ragged at this point in time. He's got to have some work done on that, so I'm giving him a little bit of relief this evening. Sorry to disappoint, because I know everybody likes Walt's net, but he's got to take care of that throat. KO4HKX, that's Patrick, who's in Penrose. Good to have you as night, Patrick. KG4WMP, that's Landon, who's in Pickens this evening. He never can tell where Landon's going to be. Good to have you as night, Landon, if you're listening. And W4CTW, that's Bill or William over in Taylor's. Good to have you as night, William. Appreciate you taking the time to use the pre-net check-in capability this evening. And do a refresh on the pre-net, and there's no other pre-net stations that have checked in while I was going through that list. So now we're going to take a brief pause for a second or two here, or for brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before, have only done it a couple of times and aren't really quite sure what the protocol is. It's your turn. Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, key it up and speak a little bit louder. Key it up. Wait for a second. Speak a little bit louder. And give me that call sign again. Now, while I'm talking, if you're on a handheld, move around and look for the highest signal that you have, signal strength that you have, because there was some white noise in there with you, implying that you may be on a handheld with a rubber duck. And what you want to do is watch my voice on your signal strength meter and find the highest point and hold it right there when you key back up and key it up. Wait a second, throw your call out there and then unkey it. Anybody else able to pick up that call? I couldn't get it. It's too much background noise. Okay, well, move around. Try to get a little bit better X and try that again in a little bit. We'd really like to get you checked in. We're going to go ahead now and move to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is KN4RJN, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit. And I'll hang around.
W4DJW, This is KO4RYP, Anna in Columbia tonight. And disregard my text, I figured out my Echolink app so I could actually transmit. Thanks for checking me in.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that is John, who is in Brown Summit. And I've got you down for comments. John, I will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being here this evening. I didn't see you in my list on Echolink, so I'm glad you keyed up and threw that out there, or else I would not have known you were there. And KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna, who is in Columbia instead of Campobello. Good to have you tonight, Anna. And when I'm calling that, I don't get to see the whole messages and everything that come out. So I didn't catch your message. I have to scroll up in the log to find it. But anyway, glad you got that worked out. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And I don't think I put Chad. That reminds me. I don't think I put Chad down. I'm going to add him, KO4NUE, because he was on there at the beginning of the net, too. He's in Campobello. Good to have you. He's at the deer camp. Good to have you tonight, Chad. Appreciate you being with us this evening, too, if you're still listening. Any other stations on Echolink that I'm not seeing that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got them all. We'll go ahead now and move to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter, the suffix of the call that begins with letters I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
W, if your name you're well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling net, Dave. Good evening to you and Amy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
JW. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan. I'm up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening. From 73 to you and everybody on the net.
DJW. Thank you for picking up the net tonight. And if Walt is listening, we miss you. You get better soon. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, that's a really good start to the net this evening. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, who's up on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good as usual, James. Appreciate you being with us tonight. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid calls the 146.64 net on Sundays at 8 o'clock. Sunday at 8 o'clock, 146.64 with a peel tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday. I'm sure he would appreciate that. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And then afterwards, stick around for the Slow Scan TV net. I was checking in this last Sunday, and they did have the Slow Scan TV net afterwards. So I'm sure you're going to have fun with that. Sid, appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Asheville. Duncan, I can't get over how good you sound with the leaves off the trees. You may have done some work on your station, or maybe it's just the leaves falling off, but you sound just as clear as anybody that's down here in the valley. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you sounding good. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. You guys take care. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW.
Hey,
please check in and out. K3JOY, Joey. Also, KI4DOS, Gary. We're at home in Easley. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K3JOY. That's Miss Joy over in Easley. Bring with her KI4DOS. That's Gary. And Joy, Appreciate you checking in, by the way. It's good to hear your voice on the radio. I know you used to call it with me on Tuesday nights. We used to always hear your voice. I don't hardly ever hear it anymore. It's good to hear it when you key up that mic. Were either you or Gary going to hang around for Rank 2?
No, Dave, we've had sort of an industrious, I'm going to call it day, and we're both a little on our last leg, so we're going to take the night off.
All right, Joy. That's understandable. I get that completely. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight. You're sounding good. Good to hear you on the radio. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters M through P would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW? Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
The 4DJW. Dr. Watson, please check in. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
JW. Please check. I don't know if you sent me in earlier, but this is KO4 and NH. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred. I'm actually mobile in Piedmont tonight. Also, please check in my telephone relay. Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4, MRA. His name is also Fred. He's currently in Germany. He'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you all the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena, who's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick, and KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Always good to hear you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Really do appreciate that. K4OSH, that's Pat, who's over in Malden. Pat, I haven't heard your voice on the radio in a long time. It's good to hear you checking in. And KI4MRA, that's Fred, who's over in Germany, being brought by KO4NNH, Fred, who I got checked in earlier up the log, who's mobile out there. Be careful out there, Fred. Do appreciate you bringing Fred with you. He's probably going to be our DX station of the night coming all the way from Germany. But appreciate you being with us tonight. Stay careful out there on the wheels there, Fred. Appreciate that. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T. I'm going to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
Please check in. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4 All W Rich and Grable. No traffic, no round table. Thanks for calling today.
DJW. And KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative also.
DJW, this is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylor's.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW, that's Rich over in Greenville. You sounded good tonight, Richard. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. You sounded good as well. And KE6TCG, that's Harry, who's in North Taylors. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You sounded good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters U through Z. I'm going to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Please check in November 1, X-ray Romeo Romeo. Michael, land your address. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
W4DJW. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot Key Columbus. So scratch at night, Dave, but I can hear you something, so just check me in and out.
Okay, and I control, I'd like to recognize N1XRR. That's Mike over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you tonight, Mike. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KE4ZHF, that's Keith, who's in Columbus, North Carolina. It's a little scratchy on this end as well, Keith, but we got you completely. 100% readable, but it is a little scratchy. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control, this is Kilo 4, the Zed Alpha Whiskey, K4ZAW, Amos from now Mobile in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative tonight.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4ZAW, that's Amos, who is out in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you tonight, Amos. You're a little bit scratchy, but 100% readable. We can understand you perfectly. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. All right, we're going to go up to the top of the alphabet, A through D. First letter suffix your call begins with letters alpha through delta, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. K1CJW, that's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Rowan and Pickens, and negative and negative, and Merry Christmas to all.
Yep. W4DJW, please check in. KK4 Bravo Golf Romeo, Britt, yeah, now be negative and negative, and good evening, Dave.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K1CJW, that is Roland over in Pickens, and Merry Christmas to you too, Roland. I heard somebody on here say we're only like 12 days out or 13 days out or something like that. Man, that happened really fast. But Merry Christmas to you too. Appreciate that. Stay safe, Roland. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And here's a call I haven't heard in years. KK4BGR, that's Brett over in Gaffney. Good to have you tonight, Brett. Good to hear you. Good to hear. I was going through some pictures of an album, the photo roster that we had with the Briars Club back in 2007, I think it was. And your picture was in there. I saw you. I said, that's been a long time. I wonder what happened to him. And there you are, all of a sudden. That's pretty cool. Anyway, good to have you back with us tonight, Brett. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that group must be waiting on second shift. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel group, the patient group for Tuesday night. If the first letter suffix you call begins with letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW.
Check in.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Candler, and we'll stick around. Need to aggravate John a little bit.
W4DJW. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Dave, somebody said last night that I was over-modulating, might even be to the point of splattering, probably because I had the mic too close and hitting it too hard. I backed off a little bit. Comment on that, if you will. Anyway, this is G. Taylor's negative and negative, over.
In Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, he'll be negative and negative. Oh, I do have one announcement I'd like to make when it's convenient.
Okay, Wendy, I'll be back to you in just a minute for that announcement. Net control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry who's over in Candler. I got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. W4FHJ, that's Gene who is over in Taylor's. And Gene, my hearing isn't that good. I mean, I can read you 100%. There's no issue with reading what you're saying. But it does sound like there might be some background noise going on. I don't know if that's over-modulating. It sounds like... Yeah, maybe it's a sensitive mic. It could be overmodulating. It could be there's background noise too, but it's not bad. I mean, it's not objectionable to me at all. But then my hearing isn't excellent, so I think you're fine. But if you want to back off of the mic, feel free to do so. You'll probably still be just fine. KM4HTP, that's Miss Wendy with an announcement. Who's bringing with her W2MJB? That's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. That's our Sunday and Monday night net control operators. Wendy, go ahead with your announcement.
KM4HTP. I just wanted to invite everyone listening in to join me on Christmas Eve for a special reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I'll hold we'll hold the net as usual, and then after the check-in, I'll read the story, and then after that, we'll do Rag Chew. So just if it fits in with your plans for the holiday, please join us.
Okay, well, we appreciate that announcement, Wendy. Be sure and do that. I believe Wendy did that last year, and it was well worth your time. So be sure and stop by and check in with Wendy. Does anybody need any fills on Wendy's announcement? All right, very good. Christmas Eve with Wendy for a special reading of The Night Before Christmas. Be sure and be there. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Appreciate that, Wendy. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter and you call it on, you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. In Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Edmonds. And I'll be negative and negative, but listen in. Everyone have a nice evening. And I'm nice and warm tonight from my new shack inside the house.
W. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4 XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize my flying buddy, KN4VWA. That's Steve, who's in his new shack in Inman. New shack sounds good. Sounds much better than the she shed. The she shed sounded like hollow a little bit, like you were in a barrel. This one sounds like you're in a sound studio. It sounds really good. Appreciate you being with us tonight, this warm night inside the house, Steve. Good to have you with us. And K4XB, that's Tommy, who is in Southern Greenville County. Sounded good as usual, Tommy. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, appears as though we have everybody. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the Rag Chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between Rag Chews. And we've got a couple of Rag Chewers this evening. The first one is KN4RJN. That's John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. John, you got a brand new clean, shiny stump called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JN. Sounded like you had a hot mic there for a minute, David. I ain't talked to you in a coon's age. How you doing? You been doing flying, or what have you been up to?
Yeah, I did have a hot mic. I didn't realize that. I hit the wrong button to unkey, and I was waiting for you to talk. So I was going to key up and said, oh, I am keyed up. But, yeah, I've been 3 months now without working, John. I'm not really retired. I haven't signed up for retirement yet, but... because I got another year to go. I got to go till October of next year. But I'm not going into work at any time. Like, I went up to Gene's land this today. Felt like I was playing hooky from work, but it's been three months since I worked. So I'm enjoying life. I'm trying to adapt to life after 50 years of going to work every day during the work week. And it is taking some adjustments, but it's going well. The first 3 months went by pretty quick, John. How about you? What you up to do?
It is KN4RJN. Well, I got used to not working real quick. It only took me about 2 days to not have to get up in the morning and go anywhere. So I'm in addition to, you know, dragging out all the Christmas stuff out of the attic and putting that up all over the place, and... running to a doctor's appointments. I had, you know, the hip replacement, and after I got over my surgery, then she was having some pretty severe arthritis issues with her hands, so she finally had surgery on her hands, so now we're dealing with that. And I've probably been to the doctor more in the past 6 months than I have in the past 40 years. But other than that, we're doing good. We're I'm enjoying retirement. We're close to the grandkids. We went to see Nutcracker in Greensboro here the other night, and then went out to dinner, and just enjoying life. And this whole not working thing is just fitting my lifestyle just perfect.
Amy was telling me what time we're going to go to North Carolina to see the kids, and my father-in-law, who's flying up there from Fort Myers, and so we're going to go twice. We're going to make two trips over to Raleigh this year, and I didn't have to check in with anybody at work to take time off. That's pretty cool. So just whenever you want to go, we'll just load up the car, put the dog in the car, and go. That's pretty cool. That's when you can do that. I don't know why it is. Somehow it just feels weird to me still, even after 3 months. But that I think that'll get that'll clear up after a while and go away, I'm hoping. So you and Harry been having any conversations, any solving any of the world's problems?
This is KN4RJ. I don't know about Harry, but I don't try to solve the world's problems. I just sit back and laugh and watch it happen. But because most of the time it doesn't affect me anyway. But I know Harry's out there and he wants to give me a hard time. If Wendy is still listening, I know she went out and watched some of the meteor shower last night, and there will be some more tonight. Maybe not quite as many, but this goes on for a little while yet. So if she wants to go out and catch some more geminids this evening, then it's clear skies up here. I suspect it probably is down there too, but that's also available. So that's all I have, but I'm sure Harry's got some pithy comments, and I haven't talked to him in like ages either, so I'm going back on out of here and let Harry hop in there. So this is KN4RJN. I am clear and listening.
All right, John. Well, I do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of that, because I haven't heard you in quite a while. So, and it is good to hear you. Good to talk to you. I was hoping that you might be able to still call the net sometimes, but I guess that guy that runs those repeaters with the suffix BAD, I guess that didn't pan out. I don't know. maybe his echolink station isn't really an echolink or echolink repeater, but anyway. Hang around. Don't go anywhere, because Harry may have some comments for you in a little bit. Appreciate you being there. Good talking to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, starting to look like no more second shift. KC4EZ and Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, is this radio sound okay?
Yes. Yeah, sounds perfect. Sounds like you're sitting in a room with me.
Okay. Every now and then I get a report that it sounds like it's got a spark going inside, so maybe that's not happening tonight. And the other radio, which is semi-brand new, has decided it doesn't like to transmit tones, which that doesn't matter on this repeater, but it does on the one up here. Anyway, John should have been around last night. We had, Chad and I had some frogs, and you remember some of his stories about frogs. It rained down in your area more than it did mine, because I only had one frog up here doing the backstroke, and he was actually going upstream, so it wasn't all that much rain. And then Wendy vacuumed a cat. And I think John missed some of that. And that was all caused by a fella who put up a Christmas tree that had a machine in it that made it look like snow, and it was little tiny beads of styrofoam, which if you ever had any of those around, they have a way of somehow or another migrating and sneaking into cracks and corners. And but anyway, they had the help from a couple of cats too. So those were our strange animals last night.
John can catch up on that with Wendy. But anyway, it's good to hear John, and Merry Christmas, John. I kind of agree with John on retirement. I think it took me 3 days to get over it, and have not regretted. I actually went back, a couple of years after I retired. We had a small group of guys who did not want to leave the area, and they formed their own little engineering company and tried to make it on their own. And they had a contract to do an energy audit on a facility up here, and they brought me in on that. And I think I worked about maybe two and a half months, and I enjoyed the paycheck, and said, thank you, it was fun, and I'll call you the next time I feel like I need to get paid again. I kind of like that, not having to get up, not having to be there, and all that good stuff. So we'll pass it back in your court for a minute, Dave. It's KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, that's that's the thing about it for me is I've always worked in the office and always during the sunlight. Just time of the day. Never really got to see it except through a window, right? Looking outside when you're walking past a window or something like that. Much less get in my vehicle and take off and go somewhere. I'd always run out and get like a hot dog or something and go back up to my desk and eat it the whole time I was working. Just because that's just the way it was. Not really because I was forced to do that. Just had a lot to do and enjoyed what I was doing. So it is kind of different for me. But I have picked up the secretary position of the Briars Club, and so I've been programming, bringing the software back up to speed. I've been enjoying that. That's kind of fun. That's getting back into what I was doing before. So I've been having a good time with that. Got it all up to snuff. It generates ID cards and tells who paid their dues and who hasn't paid their dues and when they paid them and what kind of whether they're over 65 and get the discount rate or not. So I've been having a great time with that. That's a lot of fun. That's always enjoyable for me. I find programming in one of the older languages, the third generation languages, to be a lot of fun. And I haven't done that in a long time either because I went into management about 5 years ago and didn't do any programming after that point. And I miss it, and I'm really enjoying that. So I'm having a good time with that. And then, you know, if I need to go up to talk to Johnny or Gene or somebody like that, just get up and leave. That's pretty cool. What else you got for us tonight, Harry? Anything going on with antenna wise or anything there with your station there?
DJW, KC4ECN. No, not really. I got my antenna out from under the tree, and I've got most of the limbs off the tree, turned it into firewood, and I've got a neighbor who wants to participate in the firewood making process. So the major part of the trunk is still laying there, and I've got some tree limbs and stuff I got to drag off into the woods, and then look at reseeding that spot in the yard. But the only other thing I've done is I've put up a, and I think I've talked about this before, is what, if you look up City Wyndham, it is an off-center fed antenna, but they use the outside of a coax. They feed it from the end, and they use the inside of the coax and the center connector to feed it, and the outside of the coax is the short end of the off-center fed antenna. I've got that up and playing with it and been having a little bit of fun with it. It is not very high off the ground is part of the problem, but it still works well enough, and I've been having some fun with that, just to do something a little bit different. And the neat part of that antenna, it does not go to 80 meters. It's only like 67 feet long. But being fed at the end, it does not take a 9-to-1, or if you're using a half-wave in fed, a 49-to-1 transformer, it takes the regular 4-to-1 that you would normally use on Alpha Center Fed. And the people that designed this thing, I got it out of RSGB magazine, put a capacitor in at the middle of the antenna, which is a low voltage place, and that makes the bandwidth a little bit broader, they say. But I've been having fun, and like I say, it has all the advantages of an NFED in that you can, you don't have to have two big trees to hang it from. And unlike an NFED, the counterpoise is the short end of the dipole, so you don't have to have coax laying on the ground, which was my thing here. I wanted to run a lawnmower over it, so a regular NFED didn't work, but it's still been fun. It's an interesting antenna, and I keep looking at some trees and want to put up an 80-meter version, but it's twice as long, and haven't got around to doing that, but that's about it for here. It's kind of fun when you do what you did for a living, and you do it because you want to do it, not because you're getting paid. I know when my dad retired, he worked in an office all of his life, and that's what he was good at, and worked for an automobile dealer dealing with customer complaints. He was the, I forgot what his job title was, but basically if you brought a brand new car and something went wrong with it, he was the person you had to talk to get it fixed. Customer relations manager was his job title, and he was pretty good with that. I've heard him tell people exactly where to get off and where to go, and they thanked him for doing it. I didn't learn that skill myself, but when he retired, he went back to work. There's a big, or was, I don't know if it's still there, a big auto auction in Statesville, and he worked there, and they hired retired guys because when they sold a car, they had to have somebody who knew where to look for the VIN number that's stamped on the chassis and verify that the VIN number in the vehicle and the VIN number on the title agreed, so that all that worked. And retired guys were the ones that knew where all that was and did it right. And I asked him, I said, "Why are you doing that?" He said, "Well," he says, "I get a little bit of pocket change." He says, "There's a bunch of retired guys out there, and we have a lot of fun talking." And he says, "If I get up in the morning and look out the window and don't like the weather," he says, "I just call in and tell them I'm not going to show up." And he said, "There's two or three other guys waiting in line behind me." He says, "I do it when I want to, because I want to." And he had fun doing it. So just keep the fun in it, Dave, and we'll turn it back to you. And look forward to talking to you next time. Like I say, I have My frog doing the backstroke's the strangest animal I've had, and haven't had any real interesting recipes here lately either, so we're going to have to work on that a little bit. But anyway, W4DJW, KC4EZN.
All right, Harry. Well, I did have that antenna that you were talking about up on the PDF file. I downloaded the PDF file, and I had it up on my screen until I had to reboot this morning. I had it for about like 2 weeks. It was on my screen, on one of my desktops when I scrolled past it. I studied it for a little while. It looks interesting. It would fit between the back of my house and the woods on the back of the lot nicely, where I used to have a long wire antenna that was tuned with one of those sailboat tuners. And it worked, but it wasn't really resonant to anything, whereas that one would be. So I was thinking about replacing that one with this one. And it looked really, it's kind of nice to be able to get something that's all the way down to 40 on something that's only 60 some odd feet long. So that's pretty interesting. I'll probably go back to that one for putting that up for my other antenna. I usually have two of them at least. My super loop, I haven't put it back up because there's really not enough room for both the mystery and the super loop without one of them having to be somewhat in some tree leaves or tree limbs. And I don't like doing that. Anyway, the part about programming, one of the things I've recognized when I'm doing it for myself versus doing it for them, being the company that I was working for, is fun, but it's not something that I have in the end. right? Anything I do for them is theirs. It's not mine. But when I'm doing it for me, it's mine. And I enjoy that a lot more. So, yeah, it's still doing the same thing. It's enjoyable either way you go, but it's more enjoyable when you're doing it for yourself. Anyway, Harry, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net this evening. Look forward to doing it again sometime in the future. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in Whiskey Charlie, Gulf, Quebec. Lee from Cowpens, WHCGQ. Go ahead.
Jonesy Guy,
want to
stick around for a comment or two.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize W8CGQ, that's Lee, over in Cowpens. You're sounding good tonight, Lee. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. This is the first time you checked in with me, so just letting you know we're here every single night at 9 p.m. Stop by every chance you get. We'd appreciate you being here. KI4LZI, that's Andy. And Table Rock, who gets the door prize this evening, your number 50, Andy. Be sure and stop back by Wednesday night to check in with Gary to pick up your door prize. And you are the next one up on the stump. So KI4LZI, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KI4LZI, I thought I'd only checked him, but I took and just thought of something. One, what's happening to K4OIM Walt? And two, I heard you say now that you're the secretary again, like you was in the early 2000s. I hope things go better than they did a year ago, because I had to make a call to Nathan about when I sent my dues in, and it took 2 or 3 months for y'all, well, whoever secretary then, to find them. So I'm glad to hear you're doing it now. Other than that, that's really about all I had to say. Because I'll be sending my dues in here in just a bit. And I was just wondering what happened to Walt here since he's not here. I hope he didn't break his neck for sure this time. KI4LZI.
So, Andy, on Walt's voice, he was explaining it to me. There's some medication that he was taking for one thing and another, and then they had to take him off of one and put him on something else. Anyway, the end result was is that it made it like his tongue and his mouth were really hot and irritated his throat. So they're working on getting that adjusted, right, because it kind of got out of kilter a little bit from what I understand. And he's got to work on getting that back together, but he doesn't want to overdo it. Between now and then, I think it's going to be all right. They just got to get it under control. So, and we don't want to stress it more than it absolutely has to, which calling the net does take a toll on your voice after a while, especially when you really get into it and you really enjoy it like Walt does, right? He really enjoys the net. So that's even harder on him. And then for the secretary thing, I've made a request to Johnny tonight to forward me all of the invoices that you get from PayPal when people do that, so that I can make sure. And one of the ways that I do that is the software has a checkbox that says you paid on this date, and I generate you an ID card. Like, I don't know if you remember back in 2006, 7, and 8, and when I was the secretary before, but I generated ID cards and I mailed them out to you. They were laminated. You could use those when you came up to like a field day event, or we wouldn't have to ask you who you were or anything like that. You had your ID card on you, on a lanyard. You're wearing it. That just makes life a lot easier for everybody. So I'll be sending those out as well. I'm glad you brought that up, because I will be emailing you a copy of them, and I don't have your email address, I don't think, Andy. If you have one, you'll want to get that to me so that I can email it to you. So you can sign it and print it out, sign it, scan it in, and send it back to me. And then I can laminate it along with everybody else's and email or postal mail you back the finished product that's laminated. Otherwise, it won't have your signature on it if I just go ahead and laminate it and send it to you. But that's one of the things that the software does. That got it up and running in about a day. I'm doing some tweaking to it now, adding some things that they've added since I've been gone. All right, some new fields that they added to the spreadsheet. But hopefully, I know this past year, with COVID hitting and having to change over a couple of three times. I think they changed to three different secretaries. And the last one, Carol, he was just an interim, and he's been there. He's had to go a lot longer than the interim. So everybody's been doing their best to pull their weight. But, yeah, I think we'll start getting that straightened out. And now that I don't have to go to work, I got time to do it, Andy. So if you have any recommendations or suggestions or anything like that, you know, I've already asked for them to forward me all the emails that came from PayPal for where people paid theirs, and they're getting ready to do that. I've got four people who have already signed up. I've already generated their card. It'll be going out to them. That's going to kind of help us keep straight on it, too, if you've got the card. And oh, yeah, by the way, the working on that radio room down in the Red Cross building, you'll have your – once we get access to that back and we get that radio room set up, you'll have your – combination to get into the room on there, the keypad entry combination, so that you can enter down there and use the club's equipment, and they don't have to have another club member come do that. That's there's just all kind of good purposes for that, but hopefully we'll get that straightened out and things will be a lot better. They'll start looking up from this point forward, Andy.